MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Around 11:42 p.m. on Tuesday, the Amagordo Police Department received a 911 call reporting a possible burglary of a residence in the 100 block of Virginia Avenue, across from a dispensary located on East 1st Street. Officers responded to the dispensary and began checking around the business when a man alerted them to someone in the backyard with a knife. Officers made contact with the suspect, 41-year-old Anthony Zane Blaylock, who produced a knife and started walking toward the officers, despite being ordered to drop the knife. Both officers opened fire on Blaylock, and he was pronounced deceased a short time later when emergency medical personnel arrived on scene. New Mexico State Police arrived and found no evidence indicating a burglary or the presence of another person inside the home or in the backyard. A release from the NMSP stated that in regard to officer-involved shootings, NMSP thoroughly documents the scene, collects evidence, and interviews officers, subjects, and witnesses. In turn, the agency compiles facts as detailed as possible and forwards all reports and evidence to the appropriate district attorney for further review. And a man who pointed a gun at two Roswell Police Department officers before fleeing on foot from a traffic stop in East Roswell was quickly found and arrested nearby. Justin Seward, 45, is charged with two counts of aggravated assault on a peace officer and one count each of tampering with evidence, felon in possession of a firearm, and resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer. Seward, who could also possibly face federal charges in the case, is being held at the Chavez County Detention Center. During a January 8th traffic stop, Seward suddenly backed away toward the rear of the officer's vehicles and pulled out a handgun and pointed it toward the officers. The officers drew their guns and took cover in front of their vehicle. No shots were fired. Officers located Seward a short distance away and found the gun in a nearby pile of tires. And the Texas Department of State and Health Services will expand anti-rabies efforts around the El Paso area along the New Mexico border and in parts of Cameron, Hidalgo, Starr, and Willacy counties with aerial bait distribution in response to the Arizona fox rabies variant that is now established in southern New Mexico. The baits do not pose a threat to pets, livestock, or wildlife, and the annual ORVP project cost about $2 million and is funded entirely by the state of Texas. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.